All right, patient's name is Charles Hill, 10. Okay, his date of birth is 10/5/29, 119, Rivermont, MCCC, routine check, HPI. 96-year-old gentleman seen in his room, sitting in his recliner. He was quiet initially and then perked up. He asked me how old he was, so I told him what his date of birth was and that that made him 96 years old. He appeared astonished and said there was no way that he was 96. And I told him that that was a good thing. He was living a long life. He was still able to walk and talk and take care of himself to some extent. And he was here with us where we would make sure he would live long. And so he liked that period. Patient, it remains unusual, but he is becoming a bit more interactive. He'll come into the dining room for all meals now. And he started to sit while activities are being done. So the next step will be him participating, period. He's had no falls or other acute medical issues, period. Diagnoses, moderate unspecified dementia without BPSD, HTN, HLD, AFib, left eye ectropion, depression, senile frailty. Medications, citalopram, 10 milligrams, QD, Eliquis, 2.5 milligrams, 11 a.m., 6 p.m., EES, ophthalmic ointment, thin film to left eye at HS, KCL, 10 MEQs, ER, 1 tab, MWF, Ducasate, one tab, Monday, Thursday, and Saturday. Torsemide, 20 milligrams, Monday through Friday. Vitamin D3, 2,000 IUs, one tablet, QD. Allergies are NKDA. Diet is regular mechanical soft with thin liquid and a protein shake. BID. Okay, his vital signs are 116 over 78, 65, 97.7, 18, 98%, and 137 pounds. General, tall, thin gentleman with a quirky sense of humor who has become more engaging. He's seen in his room initially. Neuro, he makes eye contact. He makes funny faces to see whether we'll leave or stay, and we stayed. He's able to give some information, but his memory deficits impede him telling much. He'll make eye contact. When he speaks, it's clear. He'll acknowledge what he can and can't recall. He's cooperative to taking his medications and any other care the staff need to provide. Musculoskeletal, patient is ambulatory, does not use a walker, though he's encouraged to. Moves arms in a normal range of motion, has no lower extremity edema, goes from sit to stand and vice versa without assist. Cardiac in a regular rhythm at a regular rate, no murmur rubber gallop. Abdomen scaphoid, non-tender, bowel sounds present, no masses or HSM. Skin is thin and dry. He has solar keratoses on sun-exposed areas of face and hands and has no bruising or breakdown noted on exposed skin. He's fair-complected and psychiatric patient likes to joke around, but he's capable of intelligent conversation. He was a university librarian for decades, not here at the University of Oklahoma. He makes that clear. And when I asked if he likes to read, he states that he likes it less than he used to, period. Okay, A and P, number one. Moderate dementia without BPSD appears stable, no evidence of recent staging. Number two, atrial fibrillation. Patient takes his Eliquis regularly. He doesn't have any evidence of increased bruising. Denies any chest pain or palpitations, though he does have an irregular heart rhythm at a regular rate. And next is senile frailty. Patient does continue to walk from his room into the dining room. He goes independently. Have encouraged him to try a walker, but he's not very keen on using one, period. He had labs done recently, actually on 8/20/25, a mild anemia that had actually improved after being given FESO4. So we'll check that after the first of the year, or I'm sorry, at the beginning of next month, period, 99350.